other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He is a member of the European Union Parliament, hailing from England. He's back in England now. And, of course, he was the former United Kingdom Independence Party head. He stepped down for that to run for another office. And we are joined by him. He's all over the U.S., British, and European news, skewering Herman Van Rompuy, the guy that openly calls for world government, a $45 trillion to begin with, wealth transfer from Europe, England, the U.S., and Canada, Australia, to the U.N. Gordon Brown last week called for a global government through a banking constitution where the banks take full control of the nations and the taxes are paid directly to them. He joins us for the next 30 minutes. Nigel Farage, Rampage of Rudeness is the Guardian headline. Nigel Farage faces reprimanded for calling Herman Van Rompuy wet rag. London Telegraph. I would call him even more a horrible, sickening, criminal parasite. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much. And yes, I think given that what people like Van Rompuy are doing is robbing us of our democracy and robbing us of our ability to determine our own futures, I think I was quite moderate, really.
I think you were. I mean, this guy wants to take $45 trillion from us and give it to himself. He's unelected. The whole climate thing has been proven to be a fraud. I mean, he's heading up a criminal enterprise.
It is extraordinary. And of course, you know, he's not been put there by any democratic means. He can't be removed by any democratic means. And he was talking openly, Van Rompuy, this week in Brussels, about the move towards world government. Nothing hidden anymore. They're not even pretending anymore. This is what some of these people are pushing for.
Yes, Paul Watson at Prison Planet 2 days ago wrote another article with multiple quotes of him saying global government, I mean, and it's undemocratic. The Financial Times of London admits it's undemocratic. England's already under it, even though you haven't voted to be part of it. I mean, when does this end?
Well, you know, some things in life have to get worse before they can get better. I think the fact that they're being totally open now about their ambitions shows that they think it's in the bag, shows they think they've done the deal, they're the winners, it's all over. And, of course, when people get as arrogant as that, then, you know, the old saying that pride comes before a fall, it will come. But, you know, it's difficult to see in the depths of a time like this exactly what the catalyst will be. But I just know from my travels, from talking to you guys across your side of the pond, and I just know there is a growing awareness, a growing feeling amongst tens of millions of people. They're beginning to wake up to what's being done to them, and it can't go on.
Well said. Let's talk about the punishment you're going to undergo. What can they do to you?
Well, yes, I have got to report to the headmaster's study at midday on Tuesday. It's also reminiscent of being sort of caught smoking at school, isn't it? You know, sent off to take your six of the best wax or whatever it may be. I'm going to his office at midday, at his request, obviously. I think that over the last couple of days, this has escalated into a diplomatic crisis because the Prime Minister of Belgium, the non-country as I called it, the Prime Minister of Belgium is demanding an apology and demanding that this doesn't ever happen again. So I think they're going to ask me to apologize.
They don't want you to continue to point out the obvious that especially Belgium and other nations are fully controlled now by the unelected EU. You have the unelected Van Rompuy telling you, an elected member of the parliament, to shut up.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that analysis is entirely right. I am guessing that I'll go and see them next week. I'll be told to apologize. I'm going to point-blank refuse. I have nothing to apologize for. I mean, telling the truth should not be something for which I have to apologize or confess. I mean, crikey, we're back to the days of Stalin and show trials, aren't we? And I'm guessing they're going to suspend me from the parliament or something like that. Well, let them do it. I don't care.
That'll only draw more attention to this viperous little demonic creature. I mean, Van Rompuy, just his whole demeanor, not just his actions, is like Pachari. I mean, they look like something out of Oliver Twist or something. Classic villain. Stay there. Nigel Farage, a UK member of the European Union Parliament. He'll be right back in 3 short minutes.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The Bilderberg Group documents from their founding meeting in 1954, covered by the BBC a few years ago, reported they wanted to set up the European Union. They said Hitler had failed to take over militarily, that the European Union would be established and then economically take over the planet. Now they admit the European Union, unelected, the separate group of bureaucrats that control the nations, are now telling the elected members, like Nigel Farage from the UK, part of the European Union Parliament, that he can't criticize Herman Van Rompuy. And he joins us now. He's being called in next Tuesday to be chastised. Recap that, Mr. Farage. And you're saying you're not going to apologize to Van Rompuy or to anyone else, and you expect to be suspended. How does that work? How long will you be out of the Parliament?
Difficult to tell. The Parliament hasn't really, the European Parliament hasn't ever really had to deal with anyone like me. You've had the odd person that's made a protest because they wanted to get a particular story aired at a moment in time. But what they've never had in the European Parliament, they've not had a leader of a group in the Parliament who is utterly, implacably opposed in principle to robbing nation states of their democracy. So, in the past, miscreants have been fined 2 or 3 days' pay, and the odd person has been suspended for 2 or 3 days. But they've never really had anybody who persistently has done this. And as I say, I was called in back in December and told that my behaviour was unacceptable. I called Rompuy I called them political pygmies, which I thought was, again, a very gentle description, really. But I was told that, oh, no, you know, you must never talk like that again. So I just don't know what they're going to do, but I would suspect that they'll suspend me for a week or something like that.
Expanding on this, for those that don't know, listening in the U.S. and around the world, when you talk about the bureaucrats being unelected, absorbing England, even though your nation's never been able to vote on this, Lord Monckton and many others, yourself, have talked about as much as 80% of your laws are not even British laws. They're just bureaucracy handed down. Obama's now saying he doesn't care if the U.S. Senate won't ratify and won't go along with the failed treaty and won't pass this bill. He's just going to order the bureaucracy to do it. So this is rule by unelected bureaucracies. But break down the EU model for those that don't understand.
Yeah, the way the EU works is there is a thing called the European Commission, and there are 27 people. Each is appointed, not elected, but appointed by their own member state and by their own country. And each of them has a job title and a brief. So you have, you know, someone in charge of health and someone in charge of EU expansion, etc., etc. They have beneath them 30,000 bureaucrats. And the European Commission has the sole right within the European Union to propose legislation and the sole right to repeal, amend, or change legislation. So what happens is the Commission comes up with a law. It gives it to the Parliament. The Parliament messes around with it. The Parliament can delay it a little bit. And then in the end, it gets rubber stamped further down the line by more civil servants. So everything, the way in which our laws are actually drawn up in the European Commission, the whole process is done entirely in secret. The relationship, of course, because with those commissioners and big business, is distinctly unhealthy. And it is a remarkable thing to think that it is the bureaucrats that make law and the parliamentarians that just fiddle around with the implication. And that, in essence, is the model of this system. We cannot vote for commissioners. We cannot remove commissioners. It is the absolute destruction of democracy and the victory of bureaucracy.
So here's a cheap analogy. Tell me if you agree. They're hanging England and the rest of the former sovereign nations at a hangman's gallows, but you get to decide the color of the rope that is put around your neck. You get to decide what color a bullet is painted that's put in a handgun and fired into your head.
Yeah, that's quite a good way of putting it, really. the nation states are disappearing. And, of course, already it's not working. I mean, the last time I came on your show, I talked to you about Greece, if you remember, and how Greece was signed up to the single currency and things weren't working. Well, now, this week, we've had a general strike in Greece. We've had the police using tear gas, rubber bullets, all this kind of thing. And a war of words beginning to break out between Greek politicians and German politicians. So even as they've kind of put the finishing touches with this recent treaty they got through, as they've got their new president in Van Rompuy, as they've got their foreign minister in Ashton, even if, as it appears, that they've succeeded, actually the cracks and contradictions within the system are showing that actually this empire isn't going to last very long.
The inherent tyranny is there for all to see. And I see polls in Europe every time a country like France or others gets to vote on some new EU expansion. They don't normally let nations even have a vote like England and others. They vote to get out. They don't want it. And I've seen it in Reuters. I've seen reports out of Spain and Greece where government officials are saying big banks, just like Iceland, engineered this collapse. The EU has set it up so that Greece will fully become bankrupt and be completely absorbed into this system. And you alluded to that when you were chastising and calling Van Rompuy out on the carpet a few days ago. Here is a quick clip of that.
I sense, though, that you're competent and capable and dangerous, and I have no doubt that it's your intention to be the quiet assassin of European democracy and of the European nation states. You appear to have a loathing for the very concept of the existence of nation states. Perhaps that's because you come from Belgium, which of course is pretty much a non-country.
Okay, so in layman's words, I mean, you're not exaggerating. This is even in the newspapers all over Europe. The EU is this predatory bureaucracy globally setting up carbon taxes, $45 trillion. You even have fissures within the EU with some of the moral people. The 47-member health board with Wolfgang Wodarg came on the show and said they found out that the EU and the UN were literally getting money from Big Pharma to all of their heads, bribes, to lie about the swine flu. So it's just all a giant global corporate system, corporations coming in, banks coming in, and using this government holding company to literally engage in piracy.
Yeah, it all fits together, doesn't it? Hand in glove, you know, the big businesses, the bureaucrats that have the sole right to make laws, you know, it all fits together. They're all very happy with the world they're creating. But the optimistic thing is, you know, whatever happens to Greece, you know, at some point in time, there's going to be a revolution where the Greeks fight and insist to get back their own country and their ability to run it. This stuff, tyranny, you know, it can be an awful thing. It can last for years. But in the end, all these things break up. And I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that people are waking up to this. And I just don't think that having a single currency for countries as different as Germany and Greece, it can't work. It just can't work. So they appear to have all the cards at the moment, but we're winning the battle of public opinion, and that's just what we've got to do.
Philosophers have said it many different ways, but to paraphrase it, adversity makes men, and easy times makes weak, passive people. And because our ancestors fought so hard in England, the birthplace of the Magna Carta, and in 1776 and 1789 here in the United States, which was the light of liberty for the world, the model against feudalism and all the forms of tyranny and slavery, people got fat and decadent. Now the pendulum swung towards tyranny, and it's creating that awakening and that rediscovery of freedom. And you calling him out, not letting him be the quiet assassin, is devastating them, and they look very afraid of you.
Yeah, they are. They're terrified. They really are scared because they know that I'm articulating a view that is already held by tens of millions of people across the European countries. And their real fear, of course, is if we have a proper big debate about these issues, then the numbers who support me will double or treble from where they are now. So they are scared. Very, very scared. And it's remarkable when you think about it that in that parliament this week, you know, there was the president, there were all the commissioners, the leaders of the European socialist groups and all the rest of it. And here's just little me, and yet they're absolutely scared with this. So I'm going to go on scaring them, even if I have to have a short holiday away from the parliament because they suspend me.
Let's talk about his global government comments, because he's really out in the open. You said this week, and I saw it in the news, he's just spouting off about what they're going to do with our lives and how they rule us. Specifically, what was Van Rompuy saying about the global government?
Van Rompuy spoke, and he firstly talked about the need, not just for a single currency in Europe, but for a full economic government of Europe. And that wasn't particularly surprising. He said similar things to that before. But what he said was that he was very encouraged by moves that he'd seen through the G20 and elsewhere, which presumably means the United Nations. He was very encouraged to see that we were now starting to deal with global problems on a global governmental basis. And by that, of course, he means climate change taxes. By that, of course, he means, attitudes towards ultimately tax and spend. So, I mean, this guy, you know, I've never heard anybody inside those EU institutions ever openly talk about world government, talk about global solutions to problems. It's one of those things that's been talked about in the corridors. It is now out in the open. And it just shows you how mad and dangerous these people are, doesn't it?
They're making their move. Nigel Farage, a UK member of the European Union Parliament, will be with us on the other side. We'll give you his party's website. They control the right and the left in England. This is the only real party that has a chance and is winning seats everywhere and really starting to scare the system. We'll be right back.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Five more minutes left with him. He's got a book coming out in 3 weeks. He'll be back with us. Von Rumpy deserves to be pulled down, deserves to be insulted, to demystify this unelected scallywag. But, I mean, was it your tactic to add some insults so it made even more news, so people would actually look at the facts you laid out about him trying to assassinate sovereignty? A. B. The next time you get to address him, hopefully you would just bring up that he, I mean, I know you have before, that he's unelected, he wants global government, and that his whole carbon system is a fraud. But I know other members of your party in the parliament are also now exposing him.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, this was the first time he'd appeared before the European Parliament. And my plan going in was to basically say, who are you? No one's ever heard of you. You know, how can you have power? How can you have a salary that is bigger than the President of the United States of America? How How can you have these 30 staff working for you? How can you have an incredible tax scheme where you only pay 17% income tax? How can you have a 5 million euro pool of money which you can dip into as and when you like? How can all of that? So that was my plan, was to say that. But I listened to his speech, and it was so boring. It was so dull. It was limp. It was lifeless. It was just so ghastly. But that's where I suddenly thought, well, what I'm going to have to say is, sir, you have all the charisma of a damn rag.
And let's be clear. Many countries in Europe have over a 50% income tax, France even higher, but the EU made their own jurisdiction where their ministers and bureaucrats pay 17% or lower, so they're exempt from taxes. I mean, this is classic textbook tyranny. Nigel Farage, plug the UK Independence Party website, your strategy across the world to get people to unseat these globalist-controlled puppets.
Yeah, I mean, listeners, find out what we're doing. Go to ukip.org. UKIP.org, and you find what we're up to. We are a party that started with nothing. A few of us in a pub in London, and we've taken that on, and last year we came second across the entire UK in the direct elections to the European Parliament. And my message to everybody the world over is do not, under any circumstances, vote for people who will give away your liberties and rights. Do not vote for people who are supporting the growth of global government. If it means going for new candidates, if it means going for new parties, do it. Don't think it's hopeless. It isn't. We're proving it can be done. And when you're doing it, remember that in the end, good will always triumph over tyranny.
And you and many others are the model for others to believe they can have success. We've got almost 40 states, is it 37, 38 now, moving to declare 10th and 9th Amendment power over the federal government, itself seized by foreign banks and government institutions. And so there is a massive awakening worldwide and all over the planet. The Third World, 3 months ago, wouldn't sign on at Copenhagen. They know the scam. I mean, we've really got the people.
Yeah, the scales are falling. I mean, they really are, aren't they? You know, people do not believe or trust their political classes. They're right not to trust them. And we're now seeing that moving into active, real politics. And hey, to a large extent, what I was able to do this week to the President of the European Parliament is living proof that if something's wrong, you've got to get out there, hold your chin up and do things differently and fight hard. That's what we've done. We're making progress. I want others to do so right across the world.
And you hadn't been politically active. You just saw this and stood up yourself just a few years ago. And look at all the success you as the progenitor of this have.
I was in business. You know, but I don't come from one of these ruling class families or anything like that. I was just an ordinary bloke who just felt that something was horribly wrong. And if there was I felt if there was nobody out there that was prepared to stand up and say the right things, I'd jolly well do it. And in doing so, I've met some good people on the way, people like Lord Monckton, people like Godfrey Bloom, who you've had on your show. And, you know, there are others out there who felt like me. So it's been an extraordinary journey. But I tell you what, we're not finished yet. We're going to beat the so-and-sos.
We are. If we have the will to stand up and fight, you're a great example. In the last minute we've got left, an individual website, or how do we support you individually? You have a lot of listeners in England. And give out the UK Independence Party website one more time.
Yeah, simply go to ukip.org and you'll see me, you'll see Lord Monckton. If you dig deeper, you'll see our thoughts on our failing education system in Britain. You'll see our thoughts on our failing public healthcare system. You know, we're a party that believes in less government, that believes in small government, that believes in liberty, freedom of the individual. And they're the things we fight for. If you look at ukip.org, you'll see links to all sorts of other things. You'll see links to my own websites, but that's the first place to look.
And in closing, I saw another BBC article yesterday about the government secretly bringing in foreigners. And I saw that 6-7 years ago with Tony Blair. I mean, this is a lawless government.
Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, we are a relatively small country geographically. Our population is going up at such a rapid rate. We're projected to go up to 70 million by 2020, where we were quite happily settled at 58 million when Mr. Blair came to power in 1997. We haven't got the roads. We haven't got the schools. We haven't got the hospitals.
Nigel Farage,
deeply worried.
We're out of time. Thank you so much, Godspeed, for supporting you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Nearly four decades after abortion became legal, a woman's right to choose continues to anger millions of Americans. Pro-life advocates regard abortion as the killing of an unborn human. But according to Pastor Clenard Childress, Roe v. Wade doesn't just target babies. The New Jersey Reverend says the Supreme Court ruling is being used to wipe out an entire race of people. Pastor Clenard Howard Childress, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I understand that you are the founder of a pro-life website called blackgenocide.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why did you start this website?
Well, when I heard the disproportionate amount of African-American women that were falling prey to the abortion industry, and knowing indeed that abortion had become very much a part of the decision-making African-American women were making or doing, the numbers staggered me. And so African-American women make up 12% of the population, but 36% of the abortions. And for every, at this present time, for every two African-American women that get pregnant, one will choose to abort. 52% of all African-American pregnancies end in abortion, and that's from Alan Guttmacher, who sat on the board of Planned Parenthood. So these are statistics that should cause anyone concerned, and thus blackgenocide.org.
Why is it that you believe these women are victims of a system rather than making decisions on what they want to do?
No doubt the abortion industry targets African Americans, minorities. 78% of all Planned Parenthoods abortuaries, I call them, but clinics are located in minority neighborhoods. The targeting of African Americans has now been documented. So we have to look at the abortion industry and look at the philosophic views. And minorities is something that they want less of. Ruth Bader Ginsburg made the comment. At the time Roe versus Wade was decided, we believe they were trying to get rid of populations that we don't want too many of. She made that comment July 11th, 09, and today, of last year. Today, we're seeing that Roe versus Wade was not decided based on law, but based on ideology.
Just to clarify, you're saying that abortion providers such as Planned Parenthood are purposefully trying to unleash genocide on the African American female community. That is their intent.
Well, yes. If abortion was not lucrative, it would not be legal. There's no question that Planned Parenthood, the leader of the abortion industry in this country, they account for 18% of all abortions. And when you look at the abortion leader and you look at their ideology and their philosophy and their roots and see where all their abortion clinics are located, in Houston, right now they're building a mega, it's an enormous building in the African-American neighborhood and Hispanic, designed for completely abortion. They're marketing abortion, not women's health care. They're marketing abortion. And many people need to know, on that building, in that building, there's a floor dedicated to late-term abortions. And I want America to know, late-term abortions are still going on in this country. And so we have to understand that the ideology, the philosophic views of the eugenics movement was to target African-Americans, and they're still being targeted today.
Planned Parenthood provides other services other than abortions for the patients that go there to the clinics. And all their patients are not black women. They have women that are all, of all race, all religions, all ethnicities. What do you say about all the white women that get abortions?
Well, I'm looking at the locations. The locations, you go to the market that you're trying to reach. And that's African Americans. Anyone who studies marketing would know, indeed, that's what you do. If you want to reach the Hispanic community, you don't set up in the Italian community. You set up in the Hispanic community. Now, as far as these other services, Planned Parenthood well knows that if they can engage our youth at a young age and be their health provider when it comes to the mindset of what they're going to do and how they're going to engage in their sexuality. We will sell you the condoms. We'll give you the test. We become your guru, your teacher, your mentor. If Planned Parenthood was really interested in the health of these women, they would tell them about the obvious links between abortion and breast cancer.
And we're going to talk about those documented, scientific, hundreds of major studies that every abortion you have massively increases your chance of getting different types of cancer. If your body is meant to abort a baby, 99% of the time it will. It's very unnatural. Making the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I didn't just believe the quotes by Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and others even in modern times. I went to the universities. I sent off for copies of the actual letters where they call black people weeds that must be exterminated. And you see Bill Gates and his vaccine program clearly tied to reduced fertility, sterilization, Nobel laureates on record, even BBC reporting that women are getting HIV who've never had sex in Africa, but they've had vaccinations. They were caught in Libya doing this. We have the UN and their internal documents that I cover in Endgame saying they want to force inoculate to introduce cancer viruses, autoimmune viruses. This is going on against everyone. But going back over 100 years ago, when eugenics was like a rock and roll craze up until the 40s when Hitler embarrassed them. They then changed the name of it. Blacks were the number one target because they could sell more people in the community on going along with it. On that Russia Today video piece that we played half of, we'll put it back on screen, it's Abortion Inc. Is it carrying out black genocide? Abortion Inc. promoting black genocide inside the United States. In the comments, I see people in there, the minority, but still they're there, saying, you black people complain about everything. You black people always say you're the victim. You black people always say people are out to get you. And, yeah, well, there are too many black people. There are too many black thugs out there. On and on and on and on. And then, see, once that idea has been accepted, then it can be done to everybody. I remember debating Planned Parenthood people and debating CPS when they were seizing people's kids for no reason. They would email me, write me, call me, or in person say, who's going to adopt all these black babies? Are you going to do it? Yeah, we're getting rid of them. And it's come out in the news that you can call up Planned Parenthood and say, I want to give money specifically to get rid of black babies. Absolutely, we agree. We'll help you. This is a eugenics organization. And Bill Gates' father, of course, formerly headed it. And they're all pushing this agenda right now. The carbon taxes are about cutting off everybody's resources where you can't even afford to have children now. And so I wanted to have Pastor on our show today from blackgenocide.org because he's been fighting this for more than a decade, and he's been standing up against this corrupt system and fighting for more than a decade. And so we're going to get him to break down basically what we face as a society. But the fact is there's more people wanting to adopt every year in the U.S. That's why people import folks from South Korea and Europe and other places and Haiti. And the truth is people do want to adopt black babies, brown babies, white babies. But the system knows this, and they don't tell you when you're at Planned Parenthood that there are Christian groups who will 100% of the time pay you, take care of you, and help adopt the baby. No, they just say kill the baby. And so this is a window into a much bigger situation. So I've prefaced that now, but I want to go to Pastor Clennard Howard Childress, Jr. from blackgenocide.org. Pastor, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Break down your awakening, who you are, what you've done, your research, what we're facing here, and obviously the larger eugenics operation.
Well, you know, sometimes the longer I stay in it, the more I find that it's a humongous machine that I feel the only way it could be uprooted at this point is for the church, that God has always used the church to deal with all social injustices. But how I began was just defending the unborn here locally in my normal teaching. Did not even know such thing as the pro-life movement or pro-choice, all the terminology. And a young lady who was more involved than I was regionally asked me, did I want to get more involved in the movement? She had met one of my students walking by an abortion clinic thinking she was going to go in. She approached her and she said, no, my pastor taught me about this already. And she said, well, who is your pastor? And that led to me going to learn Life Education Resource Network. There was a conference down at Virginia Beach, and I felt that I should go. And my wife and myself went, and the first time I heard of the Negro Project, and even why the Akua Farrow was the presenter. And I heard of the eugenic design, the mindset, the ideology, the players. And I was stunned. And I was stunned to find, even more so, having gone to college and gone to seminary, that I never heard any of these things. Not so much as an iota of these things. And yet, it was prevalent, dominating. And at that time, the figure was 1,452 African-American children killed each day. And here I was, a shepherd, and didn't know of this devouring agent that was preying upon the African-American community to the degree in which it was. So I talked to Pastor Johnny Hunter, national director, and I said, I have to want to partner with you in addressing this issue nationally and locally, and thus began by Quest, and in 2001, I came up with the idea, but 2002, we launched the website blackgenocide.org, and actually, the young computer, Michael Spielman, who does Abort 73, abort.73, another great website if you want to see what abortion is. He was helping me put the site together. We put all the information together. He said, what are you going to call it? And I said, just call it LEARN, I guess. LEARN Northeast is just to reach. I want to reach the African-American community with the message of abortion. And he said, well, why don't you just call it Black Genocide? That's what you're always calling it any other time. And when he said it, it was like when Mary heard Elizabeth, something leaped in my womb, and I said, that's the name, Black Genocide. So we called it blackgenocide.org, and it's...
Well, we're going to break down with you the real numbers. 52%, and that's conservative, of blacks never get born, they're murdered. That is a bigger statistical genocide than we've even seen in Rwanda against the Tutsis or what we saw with Hitler. This is a real genocide, and eugenics is the religion of the elite. They teach it as phony environmentalism, that humans are a disease and a scourge. This is what funds the entire global government movement. It's what you always find. It's what all the big banks fund. And blacks are their number one target, but they're doing it to everyone now. And so all these fools out there that are racist deep down and say, yeah, get rid of these black people or get rid of these brown people, you know, to all the white supremacists out there, it's being done to you as well. This is for everyone, but blacks are the apple of the globalist eye. And I just want to add that you know, the good news is we see national statistics. More and more people are beginning to wake up to this. But let's break down the Black Genocide Program, the Negro Program, as it was called by Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation, and what these mass murderers are doing right now.
Well, no question about it. It was a systemic design by the eugenics, the elitists of this nation, and who are very much more in power than I ever dreamed could dream that they were. And the key thing was to introduce abortion and sterilization to the African American community. It varied down through the years, but of course, in 1973, by their own evaluation, they finally found the key element to reduce the numbers of African Americans under suspicion. That they would not be deemed as suspicious, and that was through abortion. It was also through commandeering key African-American iconic figures to condone it. And this is the greatest strategy. You know, Jesse Jackson, 1977, is basically where I coined the phrase Black Genocide was from Jesse Jackson, who said abortion is Black Genocide. What happens to a mind of a person in the moral fabric of a nation that can abort a baby without a pang of conscience?
Yeah, that's the one good thing about Jesse Jackson is he did come out against that. And you go back to what W.E.B. Du Bois and others, you read Margaret Sanger's letters. She said, we can't let these people know we want to kill them. They don't trust us. We've got to get rid of these weeds. We've got to hire black leaders.
Exactly. Three or four colored ministers with engaging social backgrounds were her exact words. And Jesse, when he decided to be president, he wanted to be president, realized he wasn't going to get the money he needed unless he switched his position. And so he literally became a shepherd leading the sheep to the slaughter. And so
then, early on he was good, but then he flip-flopped for power. How many millions of blacks have been exterminated?
16 million, and that is a conservative estimate.
I mean, is $1 billion worth it to kill 16 million of your own people or anybody? I mean, they could. Satan could lead me up on a mountain and say, "I will make you God on earth if you'll kill one child." And I wouldn't do it if they were black or polka dotted or green or white.
Exactly.
I mean, this is so evil.
It is unquestionably evil, and it's very sad commentary to the civil rights movement because Dr. King died in '68, and he more or less never there never was really a designated Joshua to come in and lead, and basically they began to fight amongst themselves for power, and this brought about an opportunity with Roe versus Wade, which corner to offer money to these leaders, and they basically buying their silence and asking for their allegiance.
And now 16 million dead people.
16 million. And then there's just the consciousness of the deaf culture being so deeply embedded in the African-American community, the fact that we would embrace a message that would cause a woman to do the antithetical thing about life being in her, and that is to kill it. That is just the opposite of God, of faith, of a walk of you know, religious bringing.
And Reverend Childers, stay there. BlackGenocide.org. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to come back and continue breaking this down. And, of course, they don't stop there. They put the fluoride in your water, the GMO crops, all designed to sterilize.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're
born. Here's a Times of London headline from May 24th of last year. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation.
Like a dog with a
the Rockefellers, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey. Secret meeting, it says at the end of the article, for a world government to forcibly reduce world population. Now, it's a litmus test for political candidates in the Democratic Party, but the Republicans, they could have overturned this. Most of them go along with it as well. To carry out this extermination. And Barack Obama, when he got in power, took the hold off of billions of dollars in Africa. where they come into villages and basically force abortions on people just like China. And if you'll adopt this, the big global system gives you all the power because it's about killing. Just like Pharaoh demanded the firstborn be sacrificed, so many other kings throughout history demand your firstborn or they demand your children. It's an act of submission. It's a death cult. Again, I've come through this from studying the globalist's own writings, and they know what they're doing. And this is going on against all communities, but the main focus of this Luciferian system is killing black people. Going back to the Reverend, Reverend Childress, please continue, sir, breaking down what you were getting into with the black leaders, the 52% of blacks never being born, and how we stop this.
Well, and that's what listeners need to know. If two African-American women get pregnant, one of them for sure is going to choose abortion. And at this rate, from Alan Guttmacher, who sat on the board of Planned Parenthood and probably has better stats than most of the Guttmacher Institute, he proudly reports that 52% of all African-American pregnancies end in abortion. He also, what they failed to tell you, of course, as you've already alluded to, and thank God for your work, the health ramifications that are just horrific, which are never discussed. African Americans now, by using abortion nearly as a contraceptive, African American women now lead the country in preterm death rates of their children. Due to the fact of the multiple abortions, doesn't allow the uterine lining to have the strength enough to carry full term.
And it's also been documented that these IUDs they put in women in the 70s, 80s, and 90s were designed to screw up women's uteruses.
Exactly.
And same things come up with Depo-Provera, that it a lot of times really hurts women's fertility. Folks, you need to understand, and I mean, I've seen all the big studies. They know it increases cancer risk having abortions.
Yes, 66%. And it's just outrageous that the NAACP has fought every year since 2006 from this coming to the floor just for discussion and workshops being set up just from the health issue point of view, since African-American women, who account only for 12% of the population, are having 37% of the abortion. So if that is the case, and it's already that abortion is the most performed operation on a woman, how can you not allow the information, the health information, especially when it comes to the issue of breast cancer? And it can be clearly seen by all data that breast cancer rose and basically skyrocketed right after Roe versus Wade in the African-American community. So we're looking for a grassroots. Just recently, there's been a documentary out, My Alpha, and being seen in the Selma Film Festival this Sunday.
Absolutely. We offer it at Infowars.com, the DVD film, incredibly powerful. Back in 70 seconds, Reverend. And again, I've researched all this. Everything he's saying is documented. You need to be as informed as he is, folks, to stop this genocide.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.